Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. College tuition coupled with the rising cost of living is fueling food insecurity for students. And a nutritional meal might not always be feasible. But UC Davis is taking a novel approach. In what's believed to be the first of its kind in the country, the university rolled out a food truck loaded with healthy meals. And here's the catch. Students don't have to pay for their meal, or they can pay as much as they want or can. Joining us now about the UC Davis Aggie Eats food truck is Chef Jesus Sal Ramirez and Leslie Kemp with the UC Davis Basic Needs Initiative. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vicky.
Hey, good morning.
What a cool concept. Okay, so Sal, I want to start with your journey. I mean, you were once food insecure as a high schooler. You have this lived experience, and now it's coming full circle. Why is this program so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think like after growing up in such a difficult place, I realized the importance of just having your basic needs met and the huge impact that it could have on one's life. Like my mom, like she first generation immigrant, you know, didn't know much English, and she used programs such as WIC to help us get by. And I remember, you know, just struggling, you know, to find what to make for dinner every single day. Like there was times where like the fridge was completely empty. And, you know, it was such at least for me, it was such a hard thing to bear, because my responsibility was also to my siblings. You know, like my mom, she spent most of her time just working, and I didn't really get to see her. So my responsibility was to kind of take care of my siblings, making sure that they were fed. And it was just hard for me to, like, you know, come up with all these dishes just on like the bare minimum of like, you know, canned food or just like random things like just milk, but no cereal, you know? So like, it was definitely a struggle, and things like that, like, obviously like took away from, you know, being able to focus on my schooling, on homework. And it caused so much stress. It was such a huge distraction, and it wasn't good for us, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, food is so much more than just something we eat. You know, it has ripple effects, as you just laid out. And now it's coming full circle with you being a chef and helping students who are food insecure at UC Davis. So, Leslie, that brings me to you when it comes to, you know, just the nuts and bolts. How does it work?
Well, the food truck, really what we do is we partnered with the student housing and dining on campus, and they produce up to, right now we're at about 300, we're going up to 500 meals a day. So these are meals that can be served hot or cold and then heated up. So what we do is we drive the truck over to Dining Commons and pick up these 500 meals, portion them out on the truck, and then let the students know where we're going to be and when we're going to be there, and then pass them out. So yeah, they're freshly prepared meals.
Prepared by Sal. Given that the food truck has been open or operating for about a week now, Sal, how has the response been?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, we got a lot of support from students. Just last week, like we just had a student email us wanting to volunteer, and you know, just like that type of response to it is just so, it's so motivating. Like it's so nice to be able to just see people wanting to help out, you know, their fellow human. You know, it's such a beautiful thing. And you know, I think that's the same thing that we see from the student staff that we have working on the truck. Like everybody's just super excited, like they want to make this program successful, and it's an amazing response, for sure.
Yeah. And what we're seeing with the students who are coming to the truck is that this message of pay what you can is really resonating with them. Like they get it. So they're being very supportive. So, you know, the way it works from the student's perspective is that they come up to the truck and scan a QR code, which has our menu on it, and they order what they'd like. And then this is all on their mobile phone. Then they come to a screen where they select what they can pay for it. Could be $0, could be a couple dollars, could be even more if they want to pay it forward. 100% of the money that comes in for this truck goes to buying meals for students. So not overhead or anything else, but right into buying more food for students. So the really kind of important part about it all happening on a mobile phone is that nobody can see what you pay. So if you pay nothing, nobody knows. You don't have to take out your credit card. You don't have to take out cash. You just pay what you can.
That is incredible. And given that this is believed to be the first food truck of its kind in the country, where did the idea come from, Leslie?
Well, I mean, I'd like to say that food trucks have been around a long time. And certainly the pay what you want and pay what you can model has been around a long time. I think that what makes us different is that we are not hoping to break even with the money. Like, our intention is not to break even. Our intention is to provide this meal to students in a dignified way. You know, we found out through some focus grouping early on that, you know, students, you know, there's stigma around receiving things for free. It's kind of thought of as a handout, especially if you're low income. There's stigma around that. So students really wanted the option to pay. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that this idea really resonated with our UC Davis students. They are amazing. And honestly, the best ideas kind of bubble up from students.
Yeah.
So what happened was, pre-pandemic, we're looking for ways to tackle food security. And our students who are on our basic needs committee came up with the idea after doing some surveys and stuff for the $2 universal meal.
That's great.
So we're still working on getting that idea out there. But what happened was the pandemic slowed everybody down. But during that time, our vice chancellor was approached by a donor who wanted to help address food security. Mm-hmm. So we started thinking it through, went towards a pay what you can model, and this idea that maybe to kind of get around the stigma that a lot of pantries have.
Yep.
We will bring the food out of where it's made and distributed, mm-hmm. and into the community. And that's where the truck idea came from.
So, Sal, you know, given that we now have a good setup for how this program works and why it works, walk us through what's on the menu.
Yeah, so today we're going to do a nice chicken hash bowl. So it's got, you know, peppers and onions, potatoes, some black beans, some chicken with a tinga sauce. And, you know, for the vegetarian option, we just remove the chicken. Just, you know, it's still a nice hearty meal, you know, especially potatoes and beans. You know, that's so that's so home style for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's for sure a good, healthy meal.
And this is just so much more than a job for you. After learning about what you went through as a child and with your family, how does it feel to know that you're helping to lessen those barriers and that strain for other people, particularly students?
I think, it's healing for me. And in the sense that, like, growing up in, you know, in poverty and watching or experiencing a school system failing me, and then getting sent to military school in a school system that was a lot better from where I grew up, it gave me perspective on how things should be. And I remember in that military school, we received a lot of food donations. The military school was based out of a church in San Jose. And we had a lot of food donations from places like Costco and stores like that. And I remember, like, some of the best things that were just, like, so fulfilling to me was just, you know, having those Costco muffins, you know, like the chocolate and blueberry ones. Like, they were so good. And it meant a lot, you know, at least to me, it meant a lot And it was so silly, you know, looking back, because like some of those foods were like, they were borderline expired. Like some of the muffins like had mold on them, you know, and we had to kind of like pick through them, but like it just still meant so much. And like, I remember just having like that feeling. I was like, oh man, like that's a really good muffin, you know? And, you know, it goes back to, you know, what I like to say, you know, it's not just about feeding, you know, the students, not just about, you know, feeding their tummies, but at the same time, making sure that we feed their souls, you know, that they feel like, man, like today might've been a bad day, but this right here just makes it a little bit more bearable, you know? And I think that that's important to me.
Yeah, I mean that muffin is symbolism as well. You know, what can be, you know, taken for granted for one person is a luxury for another. Leslie, you touched upon the pandemic. How has food insecurity changed at UC Davis in the past couple years?
Well, you know, in Yolo County and across the country, demand at food pantries and food banks has just increased exponentially during the pandemic. So we're kind of seeing this everywhere, not just at UC Davis. What we've seen happen specifically on campus is that students who were in the low food security area, which is, this means they're very concerned and have chronic stress about like, where's my next meal coming from? The pandemic has pushed them into very low food security, which means that they are skipping meals and not eating. We even expect those numbers to rise as things like the CalFresh boost that was given for the pandemic, as that comes to an end, and as HERF funding for students goes away, which it already has. So we expect those numbers to rise. Mm.
You know, when it comes to the costs associated with this, given that this is scalable and a student doesn't have to pay anything if they can or they don't want to, who actually covers the cost of the food?
Well, right now we are funded by one single generous donor. And then we have a commitment through the next fiscal year, which will bring us to July 2024, and that is with a combination of donor funding and funding from the university.
Hmm. Sal, you know, how far do you want to take this concept? You're in your second week of a pretty novel approach to addressing food insecurity for college students. What do you hope the future looks like when it comes to the Aggie Eats food truck?
Yeah, I mean, I think my ultimate goal here would be to make it a student-for-student operation and really just work with students on, you know, getting them inspired and, you know, using their creativity on how they want to make these meals, you know. And, you know, I want to take it as far as I possibly can in the sense of understanding that that food is medicine. And, you know, it can heal us in so many different ways, you know, it could heal us, you know, spiritually as well as, you know, physically, and learning how to get like the right mixture of ingredients to actually create medicine. Because, you know, one thing that I saw, you know, this winter was like, I remember my daughter getting sick. And I tried going to the store to just get something as simple as cough medicine, and they didn't have it. And I went for like 3 weeks straight trying to get that cough medicine, and I wasn't able to. And like, it really, like, it personally made me upset. That's like, you know, we live in one of the greatest countries in the world, but we don't have cough medicine for our kids. Like, that's insane. And on top of that, like, that cough medicine itself was like, what was it, roughly like $20, if I remember? Like, that's crazy to me. So like, even like taking it, you know, to that level of like, you know, can we actually make, you know, combine these ingredients to actually, you know, make medicine, you know, such as like, you know, something as basic as, you know, red onion with honey, You know, that's a simple, you know, cough medicine that that you can make at home. And, you know, being able to produce things like that would also be awesome. Because obviously, like, if you're a student and you're struggling with already, you know, finding food, or you're food insecure, right? Like, you're obviously not going to have, you know, any more money to spend on, you know, just medicines like that. So being able to, you know, take it as far as possible when it comes to, like, you know, helping, you know, the students heal in every way, shape, or form, that will ultimately be my goal.
That is, you know, that's what I love about you, Sal. I mean, you are the heart of this operation. And we have the right person in this position. Some of the things that we're thinking about in the future are, you know, we can't solve over 40% food insecurity rate on campus with 500 meals, whether they're free or not. But what we can do is create community around this idea of helping each other. Of kind of paying it forward, and how and we can continue the conversation about how to be creative about solving this problem. One of the things that we want to do is more targeted locations for the food truck to show up, like during cultural events, and being able to tailor the menu towards what the students at any particular event really want to eat. So there's lots of things we can do with this truck. In addition to that, we're looking at how can we provide more free meals to students, or more of pay what you can, or $2 universal free meal. So, and in combination with that, we're looking at increasing our food recovery. In Yolo County, we now have a mandate to recover food. And I think there's a lot out there. If you look at the numbers from food banks, I mean, there is a lot of food out there to recover. So we want to build an infrastructure to be able to do that, to be able to have Sal lead us in how we're going to put that food together into exciting new dishes, and then how we're going to distribute that to students. It's really not about whether the food is fresh or recovered. It's about whether it's delicious. And Sal is the one who has brought that to our team, is really like putting the love and heart into this food and really caring about the students and their overall well-being.
I love that, Sal. I'm going to walk through today thinking food is medicine. Sal and Leslie, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
And that is UC Davis chef Jesus Sal Ramirez and Leslie Kemp with the university's Basic Needs Initiative discussing the Aggie Eats food truck to address food insecurity, allowing students to pay what they can for nutritious meals, even if they can't pay at all. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.